Get Up with AB and Ben.
Now, some very scary stuff, of course, a little bit further north in Australia. In the Whitsundays, there have been 2 shark attacks in the past week.
As a result, there have been, I think, 4 or 5 sharks now culled by the DPI up there to try and curb this issue. A lot of people are for and against shark culling as a solution for attacks. And we want to know, because obviously we are in a coastal region, we've had shark sightings. There was a big one in Yeronga just recently.
Yeah.
What the go is in Coffs? What happens when this happens here?
We've got an aquatic biologist on the phone.
From Dolphin Marine Magic.
Grant Willis.
Yes.
We're just going to ask, mate, Coffs, does it have a problem with sharks?
I think it's a tough one. At the end of the day, we've all heard the statistics, you know, you're more likely to be killed by a bee sting or struck by lightning, all those sorts of things. But, yeah, the thought of being potentially eaten alive by something is pretty scary. Mm. But, you know, the ocean is where the sharks live. They've always been out there and, unfortunately, accidents happen sometimes.
Is it this time of year specifically? I don't know. I always seem to see around spring that these stories pop up a little bit more.
Yeah, we always used to have a joke at one of the other bigger aquariums I worked at that we'd get the same sort of story and it was 2 years in a row. It was the 16th of January. Oh. the water's warming up. It's just whether it's a sheer stat thing that as the warmer it gets, there's more people in the water. Who knows? I don't think anyone really knows. People are studying sharks more and more, so we are learning more about their behaviours and their migration patterns and all those sorts of things. But, this time of year, from now on through for the next few months, I'm sure we're going to hear more and more about sharks.
Yeah, particularly as well, because I think it was only just recently that that Surf Life Saving New South Wales were going to deploy the shark drones around here. There was going to be one in Coffs as well.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the drones because they're so simple, easy, relatively cheap. I've seen firsthand some of the footage of what they can see. And, you know, they can easily, if they think there's a problem, they can easily scan a whole beach in a matter of minutes, get some vision, identify what it is. Because if it's a 2-foot-long Port Jackson shark that would struggle to fit your toe in its mouth, there's no point evacuating the beach. Whereas if it is a potentially large and dangerous animal, then, yeah, they can take the necessary precautions.
And speaking of precautions, if you're in the water and say you've seen Jaws one too many times and you're just terrified of sharks, is there anything you can do in your behaviour to avoid attracting a shark too much, or is it just a kind of luck of the draw?
Yeah, I mean, to me, if you're unsure in the water, it goes with everything. You know, swim between the flags, there's more people around. The reality of them coming into the shallow surf zone is probably a little bit less, but I think the thing is, it's just that thing. It is literally such a freak accident. And one thing about shark attacks, it is 100% avoidable. Just don't go in the water. So if it's that much of a big deal, you can, you know, swim in a lake or go in a pool or whatever. But murky
my
water,
bathtub doesn't have the right waves, though, sadly. Otherwise,
the swell's average in there.
Yes.
I mean, I guess that is obviously the answer to all of this. What do you think about shark culling as a solution? Obviously, that's what they've taken as a step in WA previous to this. They were talking about it up in Ballina a couple of years ago and now in North Queensland.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I mean, I'm an animal lover. I love sharks. So I don't like the idea of just going out and killing stuff. But I think everything's in balance. I mean, yeah, you talked a lot of the fishermen and they've had different regulations and things put on them, and there's that possibility that the fishers were out there helping to control some of these big animals. Willy-nilly culling things, it's, you know, it's tough where you draw the line at that sort of thing.
Do you think it's going to happen here? Would it happen here? Or is that purely DPI going to make that call?
Yeah, well, at the end of the day, those guys control that. But I guess the big thing is what DPI are currently doing. At least we're learning. So they're out there and they're physically catching these animals, tagging these animals, tracking these animals, seeing where they go. So we're actually now getting the information to be able to find out what they're really doing, because really we don't know. I mean, you talk to a lot of the surf life-saving guys. They sit on the beach all day, every day, watching for these things, and they never, ever see sharks because they're always under the water. At least dolphins and whales come up to the surface so you know where they are.
Yep.
So the biggest thing is, we just don't know. So then the imagination goes crazy and you just start making things up.
Get up with AB and Ben.